couple of hopeful economic stories. Now, the combination of persistent unemployment for young people since the financial meltdown, plus the growth of social media in the same period, has been an opportunity for entrepreneurs to create startup companies to efficiently match job seekers with job creators. These examples from around the world now, three examples from around the world now, of startup companies taking advantage of a hunger for workers to overcome that last frustrating mile between being able and willing to work and actually getting that paycheck. Catherine Minshew, founder and CEO of the New York-based The Muse, a career development platform that's reached 20 million people, says there's a perfect confluence of events in the workforce right now.
You have, on one hand, a lot of very talented professionals who may not be in the right career or may not even be able to find a full-time job right now, especially younger professionals. And on the other hand, you have businesses that are hurting for talent, that are losing money the longer it takes to hire people. But there's this communication that's not happening, this match that's not happening. And I think for a startup that's aiming to solve this, it's a really exciting time.
You know, a lot of economists say that it's that last mile problem in the economy, that you've got people who are getting close to the workforce who maybe have the skills. You've got companies that are getting close to the workforce and the people that they need. But it's really investing and coming up with an infrastructure that can bridge that last mile. And it's true whether you're in the industrialized world or in a place like Nigeria or the Philippines. What happens when someone goes to the Muse? How do you bridge the gap?
Yeah, absolutely. So most people come to the Muse because a friend shared a particular piece of career advice. Maybe someone shared, you know, how to write a resume that emphasizes your transferable skills. We produce a lot of content that really targeted some of the pain points that young professionals and millennials are dealing with in the job search. And as people browse the site, they start to realize, they can see job opportunities that might not be posted anywhere else. Furthermore, they can learn a lot more about those opportunities. I think that's one of the key parts of the information gap as well, because if you're a graduate today, or even a mid-20s, early 30s professional, if you go to your classic job site, you will see a list of job titles that all sound almost identical, but it doesn't tell you about which ones you should apply to or how you should craft your application to be most successful. The more people know about the jobs and the companies they're applying to, the more likely they are to be able to show why they're a fit, and the more likely the company is to get a better candidate.
Muse,
we really want to facilitate that process.
Is that an argument for extending the good idea of the guidance counselor in high school basically into the workforce itself, that it's actually even a better idea when people are looking for work now?
I think it's a really interesting one. I mean, the number of requests that we get on the Muse for career coaching for someone who can look at a person's background and resume and help them really decide what's the next step. It's a tremendous need. I think the problem is you have to find people who know what's out there. And one of the difficulties we see with a lot of college career centers, which, by the way, are staffed by, in many cases, very, very hardworking, brilliant people, but that the explosion of new careers, there are so many different paths, it's really hard for one person to know all of what's out there. And I think that's where the internet really can step in, because it's much easier to catalog and walk someone through the thousands of different options they have versus just pointing people towards the obvious paths.
Some people might think that, what you're doing is kind of a headhunting service for high-value lawyers, people coming from Harvard, the people with the skills that everyone wants. Is that what you're doing?
We actually have an incredibly diverse population in a wide variety of senses, socioeconomic status, education background, across the board. And I think that you also have a lot of people who, they may be brilliant, they may be incredibly hardworking, but no one's ever sat down with them and said, when you walk into an interview and the interviewer says, tell me about yourself, this is how you think about that answer. There are so many small ways of speaking, ways of writing that govern the workforce today. You could call it the new rules of work. One of the stories I love to tell is a woman I was speaking with at a major media company here in New York City was trying to help a very talented young woman from the Bronx. And she set her up with an interview. And afterwards, the interviewer was very offended because the young woman didn't stand up to shake her hand when she walked in the room. But if no one's ever told you that that's what you're supposed to do in an interview, is it really fair to judge you for not knowing that? And I think there's thousands, when you really start to think about it, thousands of little information gaps that are keeping some people from realizing their true potential.
Catherine Minshew, founder and CEO of The Muse, a career development platform right here in New York City. Thanks so much, Catherine.
Thanks for having me.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.